At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to talk about Banksying now. I'm sorry, isn't this just already a thing? Because I already do this.
Of course you do.
No, I mean, this is a boy thing to do.
I think it's different because it's not ghosting. It's not just like a complete drop. It's a fade.
Like a slow burnout.
Yeah, but ghosting is that. There's still just a little, there's little trails of like.
Not necessarily. It can just be like, you're done.
Yeah, no, ghosting is like.
You're just
we went
gone.
On a date yeah. And he said he'd call again and then, huh? It's happened to me a lot.
Really?
Oh my gosh, I would get ghosted all the time.
But why do you think? I'm just trying to get my brain around. They were nice to you the whole time. You couldn't. Were you misreading their signs?
Well, probably.
No, they're talking to other people as well.
Yeah, and then they go, "I like that one more." I guess I never have to say anything.
But would you want them to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
want them to go? Listen, I had three girls on the hook and you didn't make the cut.
Sure. It's better
no,
than...
No, you don't want that.
It's so
no,
much
you
better
do not.
Than letting your mind wander.
Yeah.
And going, what did I do? Did he die?
That one I don't care about.
I don't know. I'd feel like that it wouldn't be received well, right? So that's why...
An anti-ghost text is always mm-hmm. the way. It's, mm-hmm. hey, I've had a lot of fun getting to know you. I wish you the best. I just
have you ever sent that?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, women ghost just as much as men do. You guys are sitting over there on your like high horses going, this is such a guy thing to do. Like you go on a date and you give us all the wrong signals and then you just.
We haven't put a gender to it at all.
But it's you guys making it like it's happened to you guys. So then
it has.
And it has it to you?
Well, people just want to spend forever with me if we go on a date. And I swear to God, I'm not trying to be weird, but it's just like
you ghosted someone recently.
I'm not saying I don't ghost.
I think you're right.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll have to tell me. Why am I not getting what that is?
Don't worry about it. Yeah. We were doing some hand signals in the room.
I ghosted somebody.
Uh-huh. Don't look at me. I don't know.
I guess you do.
Okay, this is what I'm just.
But here's
my point is I am saying ghosting and now being called Banksying, which is like you destroy the relationship, sort of. It seems to me like you slowly back out mm-hmm. until or whatever. I don't think it's new. There's like, here's a new dating trend. I don't think it's new. I think all men, I don't know a single one of my friends, and I don't think I have a pretty eclectic friend group. Would never send the text that Eric is talking about. Would never be like fully forthcoming and go, because I don't want you to feel like crap.
It's short-term crap feeling for long-term benefit. Otherwise, you're like, whatever happened to that guy?
But could we give the guys, since guys are the only ones doing it? As you just
we
said.
Didn't. I have not said that. No.
But could you, maybe he's thinking... Maybe he lacks self-confidence and he's thinking it's probably not that big a deal.
Maybe
she probably won't
care
even
for other humans.
She probably won't even remember me if I'm going to go, "Hey, it's Brian from the bar the other night." Like,
but
I'm not even going to remember.
But that doesn't happen if we're reaching out like, "Hey, do you want to go on a date?"
So right. you're saying people
so,
and
is
then
that
it's
happening?
Literally no response right. done.
Okay.
We are still showing interest.
Okay. So I didn't know you cuz you had just said that they stopped like right. we'll text you and then they didn't. But you're saying you're reaching out.
Okay, so if you've reached out, I get it now. Okay, Marley. So if you reach back out.
Okay, then you got to respond.
Then what?
Yes.
Okay, then what? You got what it takes? Do you think you, T-Hack, the people pleaser that you are, could tell somebody this is not working?
No, I don't think so. No, it'd be too uncomfortable.
Well.
A shorter time of uncomfortable, which in the end is so much better because you're not worrying.
Okay. I broke up with one girl in my life and it was not short term. She kept coming back. It's, right. It doesn't end. There's a process that you go through.
If you would just accept that text, like let's write it together right now.
Okay.
Like the first sentence I would want to write, because I have a little bit of Erica, a little bit of like control freak anxiety, because I know what's going to happen. Like I'm going to send this and you're going to go, well, what was it? And it's like, nope.
No.
Nope.
If you get that text, you do not.
Oh, but isn't that ghosting?
No.
Like, oh, so I'm allowed to not answer that text. Like, I just want to say.
If you received the text I'm talking about, you wouldn't then go, well, why don't you like me? They told you they don't like you.
I'm just telling you from my experience with women, which, as you know, is vast.
Right.
There's a pile of ex-wives. they would further the... I know in my heart there would be another question. Like,
I was literally looking for, because there was one that I got in like December and I was going to read it to you guys, but I think I deleted it. Oh,
I remember you going like...
But it was still very nice. He said...
I couldn't believe a guy sent it to you. Like when you read that aloud to the room.
Of course it sucked because I was having fun with him. I was enjoying getting to know him. But it was so much better than just leading me on and then dropping me.
Mm-hmm. Because my experience, my experience was that we broke up and it was fine.
That's
and
also then, different because that was a relationship. We were just dating.
She showed
like going on dates.
She showed up at my work.
Oh,
that's weird.
Wanting to talk.
I just want to explain. I probably shouldn't say any of this on the air, but I don't even care anymore. Like, we auditioned a bunch of people for Erica's job.
Hello.
And that was very much like dating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went out to dinners with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
some great times, actually.
Yeah. Some really fun times.
Probably a lot better than mine.
Did go to the strip club with one.
Yours...
No, you did not.
Yep.
You went to the strip club with one?
Yeah, we did.
I am shocked you didn't hire them.
But here's the thing. Then when it was like, hey.
It's not working out.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Not a single one was like, go.
Oh.
It's like, what is it about me? And it's like.
Again, it's different because it's a job.
No, but it's not different.
It feels similar, but it's different.
I would have asked. What did I do wrong?
Exactly, and I don't want to tell you.
Like, but if it was my job.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'll never, I'm going to Banksy the rest of my life because.
Okay, I don't understand what Banksying is, though. It's just a slow fade out.
It says emotionally withdrawing and reducing contact over time before suddenly ending it without warning or explanation.
Kind of sounds like there was warning. The slow fade.
Yeah, that's a classic move. That's been around forever.
And it should go away.
I think Slacker's slow fading us right now.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.